In just a moment, we switch controls to California to the Dairy Rich Show, Stars Over Hollywood. Presented by Dairy Rich, the chocolate-flavored drink, and today starring one of your favorite actresses and one of Hollywood's finest new stars, Jessica Tandy. There's the signal. We take you now to Hollywood. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Stars Over Hollywood. This is Art Gilmore greeting you from the movie capital of the world, where every week Bowie's Incorporated, makers of Dairy Rich, present Stars Over Hollywood, headlining your favorite stars of screen and radio. Every week, new personalities. Every week, a new story. And every week, the same delicious drink, Dairy Rich. Now, here is today's star, a very talented actress whom you remember for her excellent work in the picture The Green Years, and now under contract to Daryl F. Zanuck, producer of The Razor's Edge. We present Jessica Tandy.
Good morning, Art, and good morning to all your listeners.
Jessica, we offer you a great big welcome on your visit to our show. We're looking forward to a fine performance.
Since it's the first prize winner in your recent contest, it should be a good story. And I hope your listeners like my performance.
Oh, I'm sure they will. First act curtain going up in just a moment. Not one, not two, but three big reasons why Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink is ideal for the children's breakfast. First, the children love Dairy Rich. Yes, simply love that marvelous, different Dairy Rich chocolate flavor. Two, it's good for them because it's a fresh dairy drink containing milk solids. Three, Dairy Rich is so easy to serve. All you do is heat, and there you are. Delicious, hot, nourishing, all ready in a jiffy. Doesn't Dairy Rich solve all of your problems of what drink to serve with a children's breakfast? I'll say it does. So remember that name, Dairy Rich Chocolate Flavor Drink. Chocolate flavor supreme. Stars Over Hollywood presents the first prize-winning script, Don R. Christensen's There'll Always Be a Robin, starring Jessica Tandy as Nora.
Davy's life wasn't as long as his story, because that won't be ended as long as there's some of us here to remember it and what it means. Except for being mine, Davy was no different from any little boy, living and playing and growing up on a farm until that day. It seems so long ago now, but none of us in the valley will ever forget it. The day the alarm rang out. Dan, it's a fire. Where is it?
It must be the school. There's smoke coming from the school.
Davy! All those children!
I've got to get over there quick. That building will blow like a cracker box.
It was horrible. But finally, it was over. Even the long days of visiting the county hospital were over. And Dan and I were two of the more fortunate ones. Our son was alive. Davy hadn't even been as severely burned as some of the children. But still, the doctor was saying...
Mrs. Norden, your son is blind.
Blind?
There's no evidence of injury to the eyes themselves, so it may be only temporary. A reaction against the shock and horror of what he has seen. A sort of defense mechanism.
But blind.
But as the memory fades, Doctor, I mean, when he's forgotten, then he'll be able to see again?
Won't he, Doctor? He'll forget. It is natural for a boy of 8 not to want to see. He's only a child.
Yes, that may be in his fever, and it may not. If I were a child, I could tell you better.
But Nora, honey, we can't go on like this. They all tell us the same thing. No physical explanation. Psychological blindness.
But those are just words, Dan. I want Davy to see.
It's Davy that's got to want that.
But he doesn't seem to care.
We've got to make him care.
Where is he now?
I left him out in the play yard. He's building a lopsided snowman.
Oh, Dan,
There's a foot of snow on the ground. I wish you wouldn't. Outdoors is no place for a child who can't even... It's no place for Davy.
He knows every inch of the yard, snow or no snow.
But it doesn't seem right.
We're not going to baby him, Nora. Davy has got to need his sight again.
I just don't want him to be hurt, Dan.
Well, perhaps. But I don't want him to be blind.
But, Davy, darling, you should want to go back to school again.
Shucks, Ma. You're a better teacher than old Lady Haggerty any day.
But don't you want to have friends to play with the way you used to?
Sure.
If we can make your eyes well, then, honey, you can go back to your friends at school and never be lonesome again.
I'm not lonesome, Ma. I got a very, very good friend.
You have?
He comes every day. I guess that makes him a good friend, huh?
Well, I haven't seen your friend, son. What's his name?
I don't guess he's got any name.
But who is he then, darling?
He's a bird.
A bird?
He's a cane bird. He chirps and sings just like summertime, and he's pretty, too.
Pretty?
Yeah, I'll say. With gold on his head, and he's got silver speckles on his wings. He's got a keen, long tail. It's blue and purple, kinda.
Dan.
Davy, are you sure about this bird? You haven't seen him, have you?
No.
Then you just mean you'd like to see him looking like that. Wouldn't you like to see your friend really, son?
Uh-uh.
Davy, why not?
Because then maybe he wouldn't have silver speckles on his wings and kind of blue and purple tail. No, he has.
Oh.
Oh, Dan.
There he is. Can you hear him, Pa? That's him right outside the window now, I bet. It's him.
At this time of winter, it must be just a sparrow.
That's him.
What is it, Dan? A sparrow?
No, Nora. It's a robin.
It's that bird's fault, Dan. Davy just doesn't want to see again as long as that robin's around.
Dora, it's just a passing thing with the boy.
But it's been around all winter. It isn't natural for a robin.
Well, anyway, you're placing too much importance on it.
Too much importance? Dan, Davy has built a whole imaginary world around that bird. He doesn't want anything more. He makes it a substitution for everything we want for him.
But it's...
It'll be that way, Dan, as long as that robin is here. It's got to go, Dan. It's got to go.
It sure is funny, though. It sure is funny, Ma. He don't come no more.
I wouldn't worry about him, honey.
But he's my friend.
You'll have other friends now.
He's my friend. Gee whiz. He'll come back.
Son, we've got to be kind of grown up about some things. What if your bird hasn't come back? Now, you shouldn't depend too much on something like that, just a little bird.
He's been gone an awful long time.
He probably passes overhead every day, and we just don't know it.
I would.
Oh, sure, son. I can't even tell a robin from a wren when they're way up high. It takes pretty extra special eyes to see a certain bird way up in the sky. I mean, if he does come back.
He will. And I'll know him, Pa.
Dan, I'm afraid to hope.
It happened again?
Yes, it was this morning. This time he said the sun was bright. And a moment later he was feeling his way along the wall just as always.
He might have felt the heat of the sun.
There's no warmth to it shining in January.
No, not much.
This may be the beginning, Dan. These flashes of something.
It's Davy. Hello, son.
Hi.
Button your coat way up if you're going out to the play yard, honey.
Gee whiz, who's going to be cold?
Davy, son, will you do something for me?
Sure, Dad.
Will you turn this way, toward me?
This way?
Yes, that's fine. Now try real hard, son, and see if you can tell me what I'm holding in my hand. Try real hard.
It's a yellow pencil.
What did you say, boy?
It's a yellow pencil.
Dan, Davy, it is. It is a yellow pencil, son. Dan, you can see it. Oh, Davy, darling, it is. It is a yellow pencil. He can see again. It's happened, Dan.
Gee whiz, Ma.
Son, is everything clear to you?
I guess so. You got kind of crying tears in your eyes, Pa. Did somebody hurt you?
Why, just a cold, I guess. Kind of crimpy and snowy out these days, you know?
It's a miracle, Dad. He can see.
I gotta go look for my bird.
Oh, but darling, it's wintertime. You can't expect a little robin to come back in the winter again.
Mama, I'm looking for him now.
But, Davy, what if... I mean, he may not have gold on his head and silver speckles on his wings. He may not even...
Oh, well, gee, who cares about having gold on his head? It don't matter what he looks like, I guess. He's my friend. I know I'm good, I bet.
Thank God for the power of faith.
I'm afraid, Dan. What will breaking his faith do to him?
The bird may come back. In the spring, at least.
No. It won't ever be coming back. Winter or summer won't make any difference now. Dan, I killed Davy's robin.
The curtain falls on Act One of Stars Over Hollywood, which today stars Jessica Tandy in the prize-winning script There'll Always Be a Robin. Miss Tandy will be back in a moment in Act Two. Mothers, here's a real time-saving hint. It's very easy. Just serve Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink with family meals. No more putting in double time, preparing one drink for the children and another for the grown-ups. Not when there's one single drink, Dairy Rich, that pleases, yes, delights. Why not try this delicious, nourishing time-saver? Order a quart of Dairy Rich today and be sure to look for this name on the bottle cap. Dairy Rich chocolate-flavored drink. Here now is Act Two of Stars Over Hollywood, starring Jessica Tandy in There'll Always Be a Robin.
Dan stared at me as if he wondered about my mind and about my sanity, I guess. I rambled on as if I were confessing a murder. Maybe that's what it was. I didn't know what I was doing, Dan. I don't know. I hated that bird. I blamed it for everything. For David staying blind. So I killed it. I killed it, Dan.
Nora,
I beat it with a broom. It just happened that way. I hit it hard. I drove it away. It must have been dying. But I was right. I was, wasn't I? David didn't want to see as long as it was here. But now he can.
Yes, now he can.
But only to see that bird of his. And he won't. He can't ever now. He'll just... What's the matter, Dan?
Nora, look. Come over here. Look. By that patch of snow on the fence. Right by Davy's shoulder.
Dan, it's...
Yes. It's a robin.
In the years that tumbled by, it seemed as if there were always a robin somewhere. In the things that Davy did, or just around the farm. And the year his Hampshire boar won the Grand Champion Award at the State Fair, there was a robin nesting beneath the eaves in the Hampshire stall. It was always that way.
How do you like it, Ma? Pretty, huh? Blue's my favorite color on a prize ribbon.
It's very pretty. Fine silk. You get 200 or 300 more and I can have me a lovely dress.
Like fun you would. I knew we'd win, though. I guess it doesn't matter, huh, Ma? Bluebirds or robins or rainbows or grasshoppers. Just so you have something and you give it a chance. That's the important thing.
And then there wasn't any room or time for robins anymore. For nearly 4 long years of wondering and worrying and not sleeping and hoping. And then that world fire was over, too. And this time it was over, and Davy was still strong and well, and seeing. But now there was a new name for Dan and I to remember. Mrs. David Norton.
Well, looks like he's not coming home for a while yet, Nora. He says, Since Mary is all alone now, except for me, I figure that I
should stay here with her, especially now, until we can make sure of her passage on one of the GI bride boats. Even as it is, I'm stationed in the Frankfurt area of Germany, and Mary is in London. But the channel isn't as wide as the Atlantic Ocean. You love Mary as much as I do, Ma. We'll be all she has now. The last of the V-2s did that. So keep thinking of us, and it won't be long before we're all together. You, Pa, Mary, and me. Right now, all I can send
is my love, Dave.
It isn't fair, Dan. We haven't seen him for 3 years. He should think of us.
He is, Nora.
But he has a chance to come home. He should take it. She can come afterwards.
Nora, you know Dave is anxious to be home with us as soon as he can, but she's important to him, too, now. We've just got to be patient. It won't be long.
It wasn't long. Then a telegram came.
Regrets to inform you that your son, David R. Norden, lost his life while engaged in valiantly performing demolition duties in the occupied area of Germany.
But it must be a mistake. The war's over, Dad.
They don't usually make mistakes about wires like these.
But, David, why?
Even if we could know that, I guess it wouldn't help any.
If only he'd come home when he had the chance. If he'd only... She did it, Dan. It's her fault.
Nora, she's lost him as much as we have.
But she kept him there. She killed him. She did it.
Please, Nora. Dave wouldn't want you to talk like this.
But he'd be alive if it wasn't for her. He would have been home 3 months ago. You'll admit that?
Yes, Nora,
and if he was home, it would never have happened. He'd be here. He'd be alive today, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he?
Yes, Nora. Probably he would be alive today. I'll admit that.
No, Dan. No, I couldn't.
But Dave wanted us to know her.
And he wanted to live. If she were here, every time I looked at her, I think, if it wasn't for her, we'd still have a son.
And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have a grandson. How long are you going to let her go on writing like this? Huh. Dear Mother and Father Norden, your letters must be delayed.
As I've written several times and have as yet not received your first reply. I suppose these days the postal service is still quite poor. I hope that little Davy and I may hear from you soon, however, so that we'll know what to do. We shall, of course, not expect to have lodgings with you if it's inconvenient. But I know that our Dave would want you to see his son, your grandson.
Very affectionately yours, Mary and little Davy.
Maybe we can get custody of him, Dan. We should have him. We're the child's grandparents.
And she's his mother.
Maybe we could arrange with some London lawyers to handle the case. Prove that she isn't a fit mother for the child.
Nora, she was Davy's wife. How can you even think of being so cruel?
Cruel? Why not? Hasn't she been cruel to me? At first in his letters he always used to talk about the crick and the corn, and was there winter silage for the stock, and about coming home. But she kept him there. She changed him. And now he's dead.
You're right on only one thing, Nora. Dave is gone. It's done. It's only the whole world that's to blame, but it's done. And we're not going to do anything more to make misery for the people Dave loved. That includes you, Nora.
She deserves whatever happens.
Dave loved her. She deserves to get an answer to her letters.
No, Dan, I forbid it. We won't answer. At least you can let me have that satisfaction.
All right, Nora. We won't answer her letters.
You can worry about me for a change.
That's what I am worried about. What'll happen to you? You should get out more, Nora. Why don't you come into town with me?
Tonight? Don't be ridiculous, Dan. It's below zero out and starting to snow. Why on earth are you going in?
I have to meet somebody at the station.
Who, for heaven's sake?
A timber buyer from Chicago. He's trying to get me to sell the stand of spruce in the creek section. He'll stay in town, but I figure the least I can do is see he gets settled.
Hmm.
You won't come along, then?
No. I'm not interested in timber buyers from Chicago.
Or anything.
What did you say?
Nothing, nothing. I just said, all right, I'll meet the train along.
It was a miserable night. If you know what winter cold and drifting snow can be like in the open sweeps of farm country, you know why I was worried. I couldn't help but wonder if Dan would get back before the piling up drifts blocked the roads completely. Oh, thank goodness, there he is now. He must have had trouble with the car. I didn't hear it. Dan? Dan? Where? Why, it's a girl. Oh, you poor thing. Let's get you inside here.
Oh, it's so cold.
There. Over by the fire here. You'll be all right. But I guess we can get some of these clothes off you now. Oh. You won't be needing all these wrappings in front of a nice warm fire. Well, a baby.
Oh, the fire. It feels so good.
In heaven's name, child, what are you doing out on a night like this with a baby?
He's crying. Is he all right?
You had him wrapped up so he couldn't be anything else.
Oh, there, darling. Yes, we'll be warm again now.
But what about you, child? Both of you, I mean.
Well, it wasn't snowing hard when I took the bus from the village. But then it got worse and so cold.
But what were you doing getting off the bus way out here? You don't live around these parts.
Well, I wanted to save my relatives the trip to the station. They're expecting me tonight, but I came in on an earlier train and I asked directions of the station man. But it was such a long walk from where the bus stopped on the main road.
Poor thing.
And the snow became so deep, I couldn't tell where I was supposed to turn.
Your folks should have told the station agent to call them if you came in early.
Oh, they'll be worried about me. They must be one of your neighbors.
Say, then you're the Wilsons' new daughter-in-law. They're just the next place over. Of course, we'll call them. Don't you worry.
Oh, but really, I...
Oh, look.
Yes, he is. But, ma'am,
we should tuck him in somewhere so he can get some real rest. Yes, maybe we should put you to bed, too.
Oh, but I don't want to be a bother if you'll just call.
We will. But it'll be time enough for you to leave in the morning. Come, child.
All right. Oh, you're very kind, ma'am.
Oh,
but...
just common decency. Nice to have company. My man will be back soon, I expect. He'll say the same thing. Use that pillow there. And this blanket will be nice and soft for him. There, like this.
You've done this before.
Yes. My, he is a handsome little fellow, isn't he?
Little Davy looks like his father.
His name is Davy?
Yes, I used to call his father Davy, too.
Nora?
Davy.
Ma'am? It sounds as if some of your folks have come home.
Come home.
You go tend to them. I'll just sit with Davy for a moment more.
Davy. Yes. Yes, child. Just as you say.
Oh, there you are, Nora. Has anything happened? I hurried back.
She's here, Dan.
She is here, then? And everything's all right?
Yes, she's here. She doesn't know it yet, but she's here. And David's with her.
Thank God. When the station agent told me she headed out here alone,
You promised we wouldn't write to her.
We didn't write her. I did.
Oh, it's so easy to hate something, someone far away you don't know or understand. Easy and wicked.
Excuse me, ma'am.
This is my husband, child.
Oh, I'm very happy to meet you, sir. I'm afraid your wife has been busy being kind that she hasn't found time to tell me your name.
It's the same as yours.
The same as... But I haven't told you mine either.
I guess I don't understand all this.
Mary, David was our son.
My David?
Yes, Mary. Oh, forgive me, but I'm glad you're here.
Then you're Mother and Father Norden.
Forgive you?
I don't understand.
It's just my wife's way, Mary. She doesn't mean anything by it.
Thank you, Dan. Oh, Dan, you should see the baby, little Davy. Just the image of our Davy at his age.
Can I see him now?
Your clumping boots would wake the whole valley, let alone a baby.
Oh, I can take off my boots.
You can wait.
Oh, but this is so perfect. And I was lost. I might have gone right on by.
To think what might have happened if you had.
But you were lost. If you didn't have your bearings, how did you happen to turn up our road?
Well, it sounds almost silly now, but I was trying to help a poor little bird. I followed him, I guess.
A bird?
He was hurt. Kept fluttering and falling in the snow just ahead of me. Right onto your front step, and... Oh, I was so tired and
I guess that's when you found me, Mother Norton.
But the bird. What kind of bird was he?
Just a bird. It was so dark.
You know, come to think of it, there was something out there when I came in. I didn't pay any mind to it. Oh, yes, here it is. Poor little fella. Kind of weather was too much for him. Yeah. But I guess somebody will write mission accomplished after his name.
It is a rock, poor little bird.
Well, there, didn't he move a little? Perhaps he's still alive.
He's got to be. He's got to be.
I don't understand. Mother Norton, it's just a poor little bird.
I guess it must be more than that. Davy used to say it doesn't matter whether it's bluebirds or rainbows or robins. If you have something that stands for happiness, it makes it easier to look for, easier to find, easier to hang on to. All of us weren't looking, but somehow the robin is here.
Oh, did you hear? Look. Look, he's moving. He'll be all right now. Dan, there'll always be a robin. If we remember to look.
The final curtain falls on There'll Always Be a Robin, the first prize-winning script on Stars Over Hollywood. In just a moment, you'll hear again from our lovely star, Jessica Tandy. Here's your cue for quality in chocolate-flavored dairy drinks. Just remember the name Dairy Rich.